Code Red: How Parents Can Protect Kids from AI-Driven Sexualization and Grooming. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 17, 2026. The new book by Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall. Code Red provides deep and actionable insights into how AI will impact everything from elections and the economy to human relationships. While all of these are vital importance to understand for conservatives hoping to harness the power of AI, protecting our children from harm is at the top of the list for many. In his new book, Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall points out that artificial intelligence is being used to generate child sexual abuse material, CSAM. For example, AI tools can rapidly and easily create deepfakes by studying real photographs of abused children to generate new images showing those children in sexual positions. This involves overlaying the face of one person on the body of another, Hall writes. Additionally, AI can combine data from photographs of both abused and non-abused children to animate new and realistic sexualized images of children who do not exist, but who may resemble actual children, the author adds. Hall also notes in Code Red that creating these images is easier than ever, as anyone can download the AI tools to their computer and simply type up a short description of what they want to see. Notably, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, NCMEC, the country's largest child protection organization, said that as early as 2023, around 4,700 reports of generative AI being used to create child sexual abuse materials had already been received. Breitbart News recently reported that NCMEC has been flooded by reports from Amazon based on its AI training data, reports which often leave out crucial information. The presence of illegal content in AI training data raises concerns among experts. It could potentially influence a model's fundamental behaviors, possibly enhancing its capability to digitally manipulate and sexualize images of real children or generate entirely new images of sexualized children. The Amazon spokesperson clarified that as of January, the company is not aware of any instances where its models have generated child sexual abuse material. An automatic detection tool flagged the content by comparing it against a database of known child abuse material, a process known as hashing. Approximately 99.97% of the reports came from scanning non-proprietary training data. In Code Red, Hall stresses that now is the time to act, adding, "Parents and citizens must prevent AI-powered characters, companion LLMs, large language models, and image generators from unleashing the horrors and tragedies we've witnessed." Hall suggests zero AI character/companion access for children. When it comes to children and AI companions, LLMs meant for escapist fantasy and adult entertainment, the benefits are non-existent and the toxic and tragic possible outcomes are myriad. Despite slick marketing that positions these AI chatbot characters as tools for discussing educational topics such as history, health, and sports, they often end up exposing their users to inappropriate content. While educational AI tutors can simulate creative debates or dialogues with historical figures, AI companion platforms are not built with pedagogy in mind. Moreover, circumnavigating the flimsy age gates and alleged guardrails of these platforms is a breeze for a curious kid with a modicum of tech savvy. No responsible parent would leave their child alone with a stranger. In the same way, parents should avoid exposing their children to AI that jeopardize their social and psychological development. The bottom line, Hall asserts, is that there's no justification for a child to engage with AI character or companion platforms, before reminding readers that children in the U.S. already spend too much time staring at screens. Regular use of parental controls, strong data privacy in age-appropriate settings, and discussions of online safety are essential to help kids navigate dangers and use technology responsibly, the author suggests. In Code Red, Hall explores aspects of AI that will impact the nation, the economy, and your own family. In Code Red, Breitbart social media director Wynton Hall exposes where that power hides, how it operates, how conservatives can navigate the AI political battlescape, avert its landmines, and turn peril into promise. AI decides what you see and what gets censored. It's quietly rewiring our whole way of life. Jobs. Schools. Family. Church. Even national security. All of it will shock test our civic order. Inside Code Red, you will discover why AI is wired for woke indoctrination, and how to resist it. How elites plan to weaponize AI job losses to push dependency. How America can beat China without becoming China. How to prepare your kids for the blinding speed of AI disruption. The new national security threats AI unleashes, and how we defend against them. Why AI girlfriends are luring millions, and what it will take to preserve authentic human connection. How AI will test faith and meaning, and why spiritual renewal may be its most surprising outcome. Urgent, deeply researched, and written with page-turner elegance, Code Red is the conservative battle plan for the AI era. Either we wake up and fight back, or we lose everything that made America free. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.